This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The airwaves. If you want, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up tonight, we can, Daryl, you've got a story about Colin Kaepernick, the Nike controversy. People were setting fire to Nike clothing and shoes, and you get some more news about that.
Yes.
Plus, Conan, you want to talk gaming controversies, specifically the ones surrounding these microtransactions. With the example of a game called Battlefront 2, but of course it's a problem for a lot of
correct
games.
Microtransactions, a big money maker for a lot of these producers.
That's,
and how it killed Battlefront 2.
That's all on the way here. Your toll the toll free number for you again, 855-450-FREE like freedom. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll start out with Andy. He's calling from Minneapolis, listening online at lrn.fm. Hello, Andy.
I mean, it's one thing to wear one shirt, but now Daryl's got two shirts on.
This is very observant. I have to hand it to these guys. You know, it's not that cold out today, Daryl. You are wearing two shirts.
I generally
I do. I
have, I have a compression layer, and then I have...
That's like an exercise thing?
Compression? Yeah, please define compression layer, because I've never heard it.
You've never heard of compression clothing?
I've heard... No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
All right,
pray, continue.
You've heard of Under Armour?
I've heard of that. Cops wear Under Armour all the time.
So do athletes.
Isn't that a roll-on deodorant, Under Armour?
No. It's a brand of clothing.
It's a brand of clothing,
yeah.
And one of the things that they make, it's a compression shirt.
If you ever see somebody...
They also make compression pants. I'm not wearing the Under Armour brand.
If you ever see somebody at a protest wearing Under Armour... immediately suspect them of being a cop. Sorry, but they love
so,
that stuff.
As I mentioned last week, and I've talked about before, I've lost a bunch of weight, so that, like, there's loose skin and whatnot.
Yeah.
So the compression clothing like keeps it all...
Oh. Is that the reason sort of, why
that's why I personally wear it.
Well, what's the reason why it was designed? Like, is that why?
No, the reason it was designed was for athletes,
mm-hmm.
and there are things, and I don't know the science behind... You know, like, all of the stuff, but there are, you know, things of, like, it somehow helps stabilize muscles and certain stuff, but then there's also, if you're doing a lot of rigorous activity and you have clothing that is moving, you will have chafing. So it also prevents chafing when you're doing physical activity.
That's important. You don't want things, certain things to chafe.
So for me, it's, you know, like a dual purpose mm-hmm. of to keep the loose skin all compressed. Plus, if I just need to like go out and catch a run, I don't have to spend 5 minutes changing clothes. I can just go run and I'm not going to have, you know, like chafed nipples.
We do have some very observant
nipple
viewers.
Nipple tape is a thing,
on
by the way.
Yeah, it is. We do have some very observant viewers on our Twitch feed. That's where he was watching. You don't have to lie. I just want to say, you don't have to lie about why you're calling in. That dude said he wanted to talk about tariffs. You can say...
Yeah, it's free talk live.
Yeah, you can say you want to talk about Daryl's double shirts. You know, whatever. You can talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
If anything, I enjoy getting off the whole politics bandwagon.
I'm not upset about it. The only thing I said earlier this week was... just don't make it the same exact call. And he changed it up. He talked about how Daryl was wearing two shirts, which is, you know, different.
Well,
than
last week, you guys weren't wearing any shirts,
right.
And somebody called in to call you, like, tasty little snacks.
It was Sunday night? Maybe Monday night? It was cold. I had a sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
It did get chilly over the weekend.
All right, back to the phones, to the fun. Parker is on the line in Washington State. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
So, some of you may remember a couple of topics that I called in about This is going to be a merger of these two topics. The first topic I called at in about sort of late July-ish was
okay.
Wearing body armor and, like, the benefits of having it, especially around the police. Another topic that I called in about was stock.
Now, that's different, by the way, from Under Armour. Body armor is actual, like, ballistic level,
yes.
Going to stop some levels of gunshots.
It'll still hurt when you get shot, but you won't die.
Yeah, you might break your ribs or something like
that.
Now I have to know.
Ribs.
So you're wearing body armor around the cops? You are?
Anytime I'm driving, I put on a bulletproof vest and bulletproof baseball cap.
Anytime you're driving?
Yeah, because, like,
Aren't you out in, like, the woods in Washington State? You're not in Seattle, right?
No, not the woods, but, you know, north central Washington, you know, Leavenworth, Cashmere, Wenatchee.
Right, so there's not as many witnesses. If the cops just, like, stroll up and shoot you in your, truck at some four-way stop sign in the middle of nowhere.
Wenatchee, Washington, population 33,900. I mean, this is not exactly an urban market. I mean, are there people being shot to death in Wenatchee, Washington?
No, but...
Regularly?
Again,
irregularly?
You don't necessarily have to be shot very often, or there doesn't have to be a whole lot of police shootings to think, you know, this whole police shooting thing... gotten really out of hand. It seems to be
there aren't a lot of bank robberies around here, but I don't worry every time I walk into a bank
that
it might get robbed.
Me neither. Now look, I understand, Parker, the cops, what is it, 1,000 people a year these days are getting
killed by police, and they're usually
gangbangers, but there are innocent.
I thought it was 1,000 innocent people getting killed.
No, it's 1,000 people total.
Sorry, what, Parker?
Isn't it an increasing number?
I don't know. I think it is, probably.
Based on, the website where we've been getting our information over the last couple of years shut down recently.
Yeah, killedbycops.com. Yeah, that got shut down.
Well, it didn't get shut down. The guy that was operating it said that, you know, he had been spending a lot of time and resources, and he wasn't getting...
He couldn't find enough people
He wasn't getting help.
Yeah. Which is not uncommon. That's activism for
you. That's different from, like, the feds seized his domain and told him that, you know, he couldn't publish the info.
But look, as dangerous as the police are, to some extent... You know, you live in reality, or at least you should, and here in Keene, New Hampshire, we haven't really, even though there actually has been a police shooting, two of them, I think, or two or three within the last 15 years here in Keene, they have generally had to do with people who were running from the police, who were trying, ostensibly to escape some sort of a scene of a crime. There was one guy who got shot in the throat as he was attempting to get away from having broken into a computer store. There was another guy who was actually holding his girlfriend hostage or something like that in his house, and he got capped by a cop. He had her at knife point, I think, allegedly. And then there was another, some kind of an incident in a parking lot or something like that with the cops. So, you know, they're not safe to be around, no doubt about that. Anything can happen. But unless there's an epidemic, I mean, do you guys agree? Is body armor going a little too far here?
Every time you go out in public, yeah, I'd say it's a little excessive.
703, according to the Washington Post, this year.
So far. Yeah.
So that's that's a very, very small percentage of the population. It shouldn't be that high, but... I think you're being fearful of the wrong things. I think you should be more worried about your driving ability than
and the gay frogs. About the gay frogs hopping in front of your car, causing you to crash into a canister.
Yeah, I would be more careful about hitting a moose. Do you have moose up in Washington?
Presumably, but
moose don't exist.
All right, bears. I'd be more worried about hitting a bear than getting shot by a cop.
Parker, good luck out there. Thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So you can bring up anything that's on your mind. That is what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's open phones all the time. Coming up, the video game controversy surrounding Battlefront 2 and these microtransactions. I'm not a fan of these things, and it doesn't sound like you are.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to get into cryptocurrency? Well, no better place to start than checking out Bitcoin.com because they've got the basics. You want to learn the basics, you can go through their academy, Bitcoin.com Academy. over at Bitcoin.com. Lots of great features available there, including their news site, where they're constantly reporting on things happening in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So once again, head on over to Bitcoin.com, get started there. Or again, if you're old school and you want the latest news headlines, go to news. You can just go straight to their news site from news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, it's Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio tonight. We were just talking with Parker in Washington, who apparently is wearing body armor every time he leaves the house. In which case, I guess I should ask the other question of, well, why not just wear it everywhere in the house, too? I mean, you never know when the police are going to raid your house.
Right, because there was the story from right out a week ago where the Dallas police officer somehow, and there are conflicting stories of how she wound up getting into this apartment that was not hers on the floor just above where she lives, and she saw some guy that she thought was an intruder. Oh, and he's trying to figure out, who's this person coming in my apartment? And she shoots him. Dead.
She thought the guy who was living in his own apartment was an intruder in his apartment? Am I understanding you correctly?
She got home and apparently parked on the wrong level of the parking garage for the apartment complex. Didn't
so she
realize.
Thought she was on her level going
she
into her own apartment.
She thought she was trying to get into her apartment.
Oh, my God.
There are conflicting stories of how she actually wound up getting into the apartment.
Wow.
The attorneys for the deceased man say there's video evidence to support what the neighbors say happened.
What do they say happened?
That she tried using her key fob, and after it did not unlock the door because it wasn't her apartment. And there's not a lot of details of what happened before the door got opened, but apparently there was like banging on the door and something. And so the guy that lived there, apparently trying to investigate who's banging on my door, opens it, and then she just blasts him dead,
thinking
somebody intruded into my apartment. But she claims the door was just open, and I walked in, and there was this guy, and I thought he was in my apartment, and so then I shot the intruder. But in either case, she has been arrested and charged with manslaughter.
And where was this again?
Dallas.
Dallas. Man. So we're kind of just talking about Parker wearing body armor everywhere it is that he goes, and it's just a little bit too much.
He seems paranoid.
Yes, it seems a little bit paranoid, and I can understand if his parents were upset about that.
Maybe he needs to find one of those underground bunkers that Sarah called in about, and he can just live in the underground bunker and then never leave, and then if they drop a nuke on his bunker, he'll survive it because it's underground and built to protect against a nuke.
I don't know if you want to encourage that. I think that somebody in that situation needs to be encouraged to step out of their comfort zone, and they've created this comfort zone for themselves, wearing body armor around, even to the point of, he mentioned, I don't know if he picked it up, but he said he's wearing a body armor baseball cap.
Yes. Oh, I caught that.
Yeah. So.
And I'm thinking, what's the point? They could just shoot you in the face.
Or in the neck. Or, so, again, how far do you want to go, right? Like, do you want
to
full-on
if you're going to embrace it fully and go live underground, or snap out of it, come back to reality, and realize that, the chances of you getting killed by anybody are relatively small.
If you are going into a neighborhood in which you know there's a high propensity to be shot either by police or by gangbangers or whoever, if you go into one of these dangerous neighborhoods, fine, I got you, man. Throw some, if you feel like you are in a dangerous place, throw some body armor on, no problem. That makes sense to me. But if you're in Wenatchee, Washington, which is in north central Washington. It is the largest city and county seat of Chelan County, Washington. Never heard of Chelan County? Me neither. It's because there aren't a rash of police and gangbanger shootings that are happening there. So anyway, that's our advice for you. All right, so maybe it's coming from the violent video games. We were just about to get into
so many violent video games out there. What are we going to do with our youth? Our youth are growing up shooting each other. Well, constantly.
Battlefront 2 is on your mind, Conan, and this is a game that, you know, Free Talk Live, we are on Twitch, by the way, and Twitch is a video game streaming service. That's primarily what they do on Twitch. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow our channel there. Of course, we do mostly talk shows, but every now and then there's some gaming that will happen. I played most recently, it was Doom 2016 on, which is... It's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the big sale to go for that.
I waited a couple of years and I felt like, all right, it was $30. I figured I'm going to
do it. There are benefits to waiting a little while.
Absolutely.
First of all, you get that sale.
Yeah.
Secondly, they've worked all the bugs out.
The bugs get worked out. And the other benefit is if you're a PC gamer, computer gamer, you can also get a cheaper graphics card. Because you got to have a ballsy graphics card to play newer games.
Right.
But if you're playing a 2-year or 3 or 4-year old game, then you can get sort of a mid pack graphics card.
As long as your graphics card isn't 4 years old by then. Mine's pretty dated as
well. No, but that's what I'm saying. So you can upgrade your graphics card and pay way less than if you were gonna, like, if you bought Doom while it was out and your card was, or when it came out and your card was 4 years old, then you have to buy a top of the line card to be able to play this game. Whereas now you can kind of buy a couple $100 or $150 or $100-something card. You can it's playable. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. By no means do I have a top of the line card because I can't justify spending $1,000. I mean, that's crazy.
I've
never spent that kind of money on.
I don't know what games out there require a $1,000 graphics card.
No, they don't require it. You can play them, in a stripped down manner where you don't have the same level of video game experience. But the game you're talking about, Battlefront 2, is one of those games where if you've got a balls to the wall graphics card, it's gonna look amazing.
It's going to look like you're watching a video.
So yeah. Battlefront, for those who don't know, is a Star Wars first-person shooter.
It's an epic scale battlefield. So you're not just for Quake, for example, mm-hmm. There might be as much as 15 people on a board,
mm-hmm.
whereas this is
60.
Yes, massive yeah. war, and you got people driving different. You have people in ships flying around you.
And they're playing different sides. So there's the Empire, and then there's the Rebels, right? So you got people who are the Stormtroopers and the people who are the Rebel soldiers.
Oh, the Stormtroopers, they can't hit anybody.
And not in the movies.
Not in this game.
Yeah, that's true.
And to be honest, I've never played any of the Battlefronts.
Really?
I've played a lot of Star Wars games, but I've never played the Battlefronts. I've seen a lot of the video. I know I have a gist of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I have played epic Battlefront games, type games.
When I first started watching Twitch, it was actually probably just about a year ago. I think it was October of November of last year when I first kind of started to see what was going on there. People were playing that at that time. So I've seen probably a couple hours worth of Battlefront gameplay. It looks amazing.
It was beautiful.
However, there's a protest that's been going on.
It's been going on for a long time now.
And you're saying this protest is actually... harmed this major AAA game by a major game company called EA. We'll continue here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is now a Category 3 hurricane as it approaches the East Coast. As of earlier this afternoon, the storm was just about 430 miles southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina, moving at 16 miles an hour. The center of the storm looks to be approaching the coast of North or South Carolina, with hurricane warnings in effect Thursday and Friday. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said he talked to President Trump.
He promised to help. He said that the federal government would be there for North Carolina, and we're certainly going to depend on that.
Apple's annual September press conference kicked off Wednesday at the Steve Jobs Theater with none other than Steve Jobs.
This
is iPhone XS. It is the most advanced iPhone we've ever created.
The cost of that XS, $999. Apple also introduced a new updated Apple Watch. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We talk a lot about cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live, and CryptoTip.org is a website that allows you to print out printable Bitcoin Cash and Dash tips. So you want to do some outreach. You want to let your server at your favorite restaurant know about cryptocurrency, but she or he is too busy. You know, they're busy running around serving people. You don't have time to explain what decentralized cryptocurrencies are to them. You don't have time to explain to them why, you know, money that's not created by the banks or the government is better money in this case. You've got really no time to get their attention beyond when you want to give them their payments. And so what you do is you print out a crypto tip at cryptotip.org, or print out more than one. You can print out as many as you can afford to print. And then you leave that on top of a, what I would consider to be a good tip. I think you should probably leave 20% if you got good service, and then, or more, and then leave your crypto tip on top of that for whatever amount you've printed that out at. And then that'll mean that that server is more likely to actually look at your tip. They're more likely to take it after they're done working for the evening and scan it with their phone and then pull up information about cryptocurrency. And then they can redeem your tip into their cryptocurrency wallet, which CryptoTip.org gives them instructions on how to do. It is a super easy way to bring somebody who's brand new and somebody who's busy. Because if the person's not busy and you got time to talk to them and they're willing to talk to you, then right, go ahead and talk to them and just give them crypto from your phone directly. But if you want to respect your prospect's time, this is the way to do it. CryptoTip.org, go there and print up tips. You can do as many as you want for the amount that you want. You can, as I said, use Dash, or you can use Bitcoin Cash, CryptoTip.org. And by the way, it can be used for free. So if you don't want to, you know, tip the site, you can tip the site if you want, but there's also a 0% tip option for the website to reward the wonderful programmer Michael Hampton for doing all the heavy lifting here. Mark keeps giving me credit for this site, and it's not fair because I didn't do anything besides say, "Hey, we should do this," and then he did it. So
right.
CryptoTip.org, as we go to your calls and thoughts here, we can talk more about Battlefront 2 and these microtransactions. Okay, apparently Fee is now reporting on this, which is an economics blog and website. We've used a lot of their content on the air here over the years on Free Talk Live. They got some great writing. But let's go to Doug in Illinois first. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello. Ian, are you doing your version of Free the Nipple, or you got a shirt on tonight?
So it's getting a little dull, Doug. The shirt calls, like we said before, you can call about anything you want here, but if you keep calling about the same thing, then we're going to get kind of tired of it. Anybody who wants to watch the feed can see whether or not I have a shirt on, so I would recommend that you do that. Was there some other reason you were calling tonight?
Yeah, I pretty much, Parker, I think it might be a little overdone wearing body armor. The people with a badge and a gun are a little out of control, I agree, and they need to get accountability in with the authority. But I think that wearing body armor can be a little over the top.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you're kind of putting yourself in the same realm as the police, right? You're behaving like them by wearing the very same thing that they wear.
Right, and one of the reasons that they give for why they have to always be on high alert and shoot people's puppy dogs and throw flashbangs into the cribs of sleeping babies is, well, somebody might try to hurt me. I have to go home to my family.
Doug, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And again, it's not to say that there aren't appropriate times and places for body armor, but all day, every day, seems extreme.
Maybe body armor to the shooting range. Maybe
in case of an accident? Sure, that
maybe
would make
if
sense.
You're a drug dealer. And
yep.
You're black marketing drug dealing.
Maybe if you're invading Fallujah or Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you are actually planning to go and interact with the police. Okay, I could see that, right? Like if you were going to go out and do cop blocking and you were super paranoid, that would make sense. I could excuse it in that particular case.
Yeah, if you're going to either participate in or be the media attempting to cover a riot.
A riot, sure.
And one thing, and I've been critical of some of the independent media going to some of these riot things where they're standing right in the midst of the rioters and then saying, "I wasn't rioting." Well, you're right in the middle. So, you're kind of putting yourself in there. So when you get hit with, some flying object or pepper spray or something,
it doesn't make it okay, but...
It doesn't make it okay.
You can't expect...
But you can't say, the cops should have known I was the media. Well, no, you're in the midst of a riot.
Yeah.
If you're going to cover a riot as the media, you stand on the sidelines.
And
if
take
you're
a risk.
Going to...
On the sidelines, you're taking a risk.
Right, you are, but, there's slightly less risk than if you're in the middle of the riot. If you're going to... And you're media, and you're going to... film a football game, you stand on the sideline, you don't go stand behind the quarterback and then complain because you got
tackled.
Hit by the defensive tackle.
How often do cameramen get smashed up in a riot like that? Because, I've seen
videos here and there.
But I don't hear it often, and it makes me think that it's off limits. It's like, especially if you want your riot to be televised and get on YouTube and the local news that evening, you don't touch the camera guy because he's like your friend.
Well, right. But he's talking about the police.
Normally, it's
hurting you.
Right, the police are shooting pepper spray things, or somebody's throwing bottles, and people. I got shot by the cops. Well, you were standing right next to a dude throwing a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, I'm referring to the hoodlums.
Yeah,
hoodlums want you. Want you there. The police, they don't care who they hit.
It depends.
No, a lot of times the hoodlums don't want you there.
Yeah, that's true. They don't want to be recorded doing what they're doing.
Well, that's why they wear their masks.
I don't want anybody knowing that I'm throwing this big, giant metal garbage can through a window.
Well, not all of them wear masks, but I get your point. So back to the video game controversy here, which we haven't really scratched much more than the surface of it. Battlefront 2, we kind of talked about what it is. It's a first-person shooter. It came out probably like a year or so ago.
Yeah, I think
it's pretty new.
I think it came out in November 2017.
And it's a beautiful looking game. It looks like it's probably a lot of fun to play. I've never played it. I'm not enough of a Star Wars fan to bother. But it, you know, I can appreciate it for what it
is. Yeah, it looks very good. I mean, but so I found this article over at FoundationForEconomicEducation.org, fee.org.
Yeah.
And it's just not so much about Battlefront and so much about transactions. Yeah. I mean, these are just pieces of the puzzle, and it's really about the power of the free market and the power of the free market regulating itself. And the transactions, these microtransactions, which are basically buying virtual currency with real money to buy in-game upgrades, cosmetics.
What do they call the currency in Star Wars?
I think it's just called shards or credits or something.
Shards? Okay. Credits?
But,
space credits?
It's a very good article. I'm just going to skip the first section and get right into the second part of it. But microtransactions have been around for several years.
Too damn long.
And I'm going to correct this right off the bat and say I remember microtransactions back playing Lineage 2, which was like early 2000s.
Where really?
It's a long time ago. They've been around for a while.
I'm not a gamer, and I'm guessing a lot of other people listening aren't gamers. Can we define what a microtransaction is? Because when I hear it, I think of it in the terms of cryptocurrency of I'm paying 2 cents to watch a video.
This article will get into that.
But can you briefly, since we're talking about
I'll define it as
just give like a brief...
Yeah, I'm going to define it as less than an amount that is less than the full price of the game. To do something within the game, to buy an extra pack of cards, or to get an upgrade to a weapon.
So you paid
Like $60.
Right. So anything that's less than
it's like $30 now. But yeah, it used to be $50-$60.
Yeah.
And so a microtransaction ranges from like $2 to
$100. Oh, so they can be more than
there are big packages.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider any of that to be a microtransaction.
Well, maybe this is a term that needs to be updated.
Well, $2 is pretty small. That's pretty that's pretty much nothing.
Right, but if it's going up to double digits, I wouldn't consider that
micro. But if they call it macrotransactions, then that would probably prevent
some
gamers from actually making these purchases. Well, they don't want that.
Yeah,
it in-game purchase.
Yeah, that's true. All right, more coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, talking about the video game controversy surrounding microtransactions, or as Daryl put it, in-game purchases, as we continue here.
Right, and that's what they refer to it as on, like, cell phone apps, where you have to, you know, like, pay to unlock things. It's an in-app purchase.
Yeah. I've heard the term microtransactions in the sort of the industry. That's what they use, and maybe that's part of... because.
I think it's a trick.
Right, to make you think they're small?
Well, I'm looking at the biggest package you could buy of crystals, by the way. It's $40.
Crystals are...
That's the in-game currency to buy stuff.
In-game currency. Okay, got it.
So that's not... That's already more than the game that you can buy right now. So it's not... It's a macro transaction.
Right. You know, back when I was growing up, when we were all growing up, Daryl, you said you're not really into to gaming, but
right.
You know, in the 1980s and the 90s, and even getting into the aughts, apparently it did start to happen in the early aughts, according to you, Conan.
Lineage 2.
But that was probably an unusual thing for back then.
And actually, that is a Korean game, and they're the ones that probably started it. But now it's really picked up. Every game does it.
But it used to be that you'd buy a game. You'd pay full price or whatever that was for the game, $60, $50, or whatever. And that was it. You had the whole game. And then they started doing this DLC. I think DLC is what I remember to be the first form of the microtransactions, where it was like, oh, we didn't really finish this game, so we've added extra levels after the fact.
Downloadable content.
Right, thank you for that. We're going to call it DLC, downloadable content, and you can pay an extra $10 and get these extra levels.
If you pre-order... and you pay more, then we'll give you these bonus characters that regular people don't get.
Right. Then they started doing that with the pre-orders, and now it's gone to the point where almost all of these games, I don't know if it's almost all, but it's a lot of these games have...
a lot of the really popular games.
Yeah, their own in-game currency, which is purchasable with U.S. dollars or whatever other currency, and then spendable within the game, whether it be Magic the Gathering or, you know, Micro or the Battlefront. So it can be a thinker's game or a shooter's game. You know, there's different types of games, but a lot of them have these things. And then, as you pointed out, even the little cell phone games, the Jewel games that Mark loves to play.
Yeah, and like the Candy Crush.
That's
and
the one,
the Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, so there's all these things. And, you know, I get it when it comes to being a free game, right? Because if you're, because a lot of those games are free.
Right.
You download the game, you get to play the game, and it's like, oh, well, you know, you want to have some bonus, some upgrades.
You get the first five levels free.
Or whatever it is, you know, there's, I'm sure there's different incentives.
Right.
But, you know, then you kind of know, oh, I'm playing this game for free. These programmers worked on this. They're running servers that cost money. Maybe I should, if I'm playing this game every single day, you know, if I'm playing this game a lot and I like this game, maybe I should buy something within the game. You know, that, I get that. That makes sense. But to just layer on money on top of money on top of money just to play a full price title where you paid $60 for Battlefront 2 and then it's like, oh, you want to stay competitive? Because this was the issue. I'm sure they get into it here in the story because we covered it a year ago on Free Talk Live. The issue was, if you wanted to keep up with the Joneses in the game, in a competitive game, multiplayer
Correct.
Game, you had to buy these microtransactions. Because you could earn the points by playing the game, but it would take like a lifetime, basically, to get to the same level as somebody who was willing to throw down an extra $100.
And like you said, if it was a free-to-play game...
Yeah. And fine.
Then, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That type of business transaction makes sense to me, but not with a game that you've purchased for full price.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is supposed to be a standalone, by, you know. But anyways,
and this is what people were mad about.
Correct. Yeah. So microtransactions in which we have changed to in-game purchases,
yes.
which is what it should be. They've been around for a while. And they've always had their vocal critics, and I am not such a critic because, you know.
I'm a critic.
I mean, it is what it is. You can do whatever you want, developers.
Well, you don't have to buy the game.
I don't have to play your game.
Right.
So it doesn't really bother me. I played a Star Wars game for 2 years as a free-to-play player. I played against whales. A whale is someone who actually goes overboard on the on the transactions. And it's actual macro transactions. They load them up. They've got all the latest characters and whatnot.
Yep.
I never spent a dime on that game.
Right.
Now I'm playing the South Park Phone Destroyer game. It's the same thing. If you really want to compete well and have an, in my opinion, unfair advantage, you got to spend money.
Yep.
And a lot of money. And I haven't spent a dime on it. I'm not going to. But the controversy surrounding them came to a head when the release of EA's Star Wars Battlefront 2. Battlefront 2 placed major emphasis on loot boxes, rewards players could use to win digital content that provides in-game advantages. Initially, loot boxes could be purchased using either real-world money or by achieving specific objectives in the game, except in order to achieve those specific advantages, you'd have to have the characters unlocked and the upgrades. So,
and I've heard that some of the things you would, even if you had whatever character, it would still take you...
It's a grind.
It was a grind.
I've heard upwards of 100 hours.
That was one of the first things they changed was they reduced the grindiness of it all, but it's still there, I believe. Technically, no one was forced to buy them. However, players faced a trade-off between spending money and spending time to unlock the loot they wanted.
Time, that is life.
Well, you're not forced to buy cars to play Grand Theft Auto, but otherwise you're just like running around in a pair of shoes.
By the way, kudos to Grand Theft Auto for not having this crap, by the way. I've played Grand Theft Auto 5 straight through, and I never noticed any kind of...
Yeah, but that came out 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
This new...
It ain't that new, microtransactions.
It's becoming part of every game, it seems to me. All these developers, are they looking for that extra dime, whatever they can get?
Yeah, I've heard people even talk about the WWE wrestling games.
No.
To where, oh, you want this character? Even though you bought the pre-order bonus that came with all of these others?
Yeah.
There's like two or three characters that you really want? Yeah, you've got to pay extra.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is what I was talking about a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Fallout 76, which is going to be an online game.
The first online Fallout.
And I am fearful that if they don't learn from EA and the mistakes that they've made they'll screw that whole game up with these silly online transactions, which, you know...
That would be unfortunate.
It would be very unfortunate. So you're not forced to make this trade,
right?
Because you could spend time unlocking these. If you want to spend that grind, if you have that kind of time, after you just spent $60 for the stupid game, because everyone wanted to benefit as soon as possible, there was a strong incentive to take shortcuts by spending money rather than grinding. Numerous criticisms have been raised against the loot crate payment system. Gamers complain that microtransactions encourage pay-to-win tactics rather than providing a level playing field. Others objected to paying more for the loot after having already paid full price for the game itself.
Well, plus, the whole loot crate concept is basically kind of the equivalent of, the sort of like the digital equivalent of the Magic the Gathering booster pack.
Yeah.
For listeners who aren't familiar, you get a random assortment of things. So if you're buying a loot crate,
so there's no telling what you're going to get. You could get a bunch of crap.
Yeah, you could get a loot crate full of crap. They probably put like one rare or some sort of semi-rare item, which of course is all arbitrary, right? They just decide what the items are that are rare. So you get some rare item. Well, oh, wait, you already had that one? Well, sorry. Hey, luck of the draw.
Yeah. And the worst part about this is that the way one of these games really does well is if it encourages the grind and reward system. So if you put in a couple of hours, or if you put in a couple of matches and you're able to purchase one loot crate,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is reward, and that's when the dopamine goes off, and that's
right.
when
it, woo!
But if you could just,
it's a loot crate.
If you could just turn the corners and just, I don't know, fork out a couple of bucks. And beat the system. I mean, you're
defeating the system.
In your mind, you are, and it depends on whose money it is.
Yeah. Hold on. So how are these games where, you know, like somebody can just like buy their way to victory different from real life, to where somebody can just go like, you know, bribe the right politicians and then wind up winning it?
Well, that's
life.
A good point. This is real life. This is a mirror of how real life really works. But in this case, aren't video games supposed to be an escape from real life?
Mm.
But in this case, you don't have to play the game. Whereas when you're talking about you bribe politicians, you can't get away from them.
Well, I don't have to bribe politicians, and I never have bribed a politician.
But you have to deal with the bribed politician that someone else might have bribed. Most notably, legislators in several countries declared that loot boxes were a kind of gambling that encouraged wasteful and even addictive spending habits,
especially when you give politicians money, but you can't do it. So for these hypocritical politicians coming out, acting like they are, you know, the keepers of all honesty and goodness.
And we've got to prevent these young kids from gambling.
Now, of course, I don't really much care for the whole loot box, pay-for-play kind of situation, but I'm even more offended by politicians getting involved
in my games.
And what you're going to point out here, and what Fee's going to point out, is the market can handle this without this.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.